Today on our Gospel Truth program, I'm going to talk about three major areas that sickness uses as an inroad into your life. That is individual sin, then just the sin that's in this world, a fallen race, and then there's natural things. This needs explanation, so stay tuned for the Gospel Truth.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that emphasizes God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Friday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I'm continuing a series talking about God wants you well. It is God's will for you to be well. He has already provided healing for every single person watching this program without exception. God wants you well. And I've spent 2.5 weeks just trying to get this one point across and counter the religious traditions that have embraced and accepted sickness as the norm. Actually, there are people that teach that sickness is God's will for you, and I am saying the exact opposite from the Word of God. If you don't come to this conclusion that God wants you well, then you'll never get well. It doesn't happen accidentally. It doesn't come by you praying for it and begging for it and pleading for it, and if God really loved you, He would just do it. That's not how it works. You have to believe to receive. And if you miss it in this area, you aren't going to receive healing if you waver on this one thing. I could go back and re-preach all of that, but as I said on my program yesterday, I can't really argue a person into this belief. You have to receive it by revelation, and I've already put out enough truth that if you're willing to receive, you can receive. Now, it's a process, and especially those of you that have had it drilled into you for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, that sickness is from God and used by God to humble you and to improve you. If you believe that, you can accept the truth, but it just takes a while to renew your mind. So you may have already agreed with me intellectually, but there is a renewal of your mind. There is a process that you have to go through, and that may take a period of time, But if you are just rejecting this, and if you are going to hold on to traditions and doctrines of man that make the word of none effect, then there's nothing I can do to force you to believe. It has to come by revelation. Now we're talking about why isn't every person healed? And of course, this is assuming that you believe that God wants you well. The people who don't believe that God heals today, you know what? We don't have any questions about why they aren't healed because they didn't believe for it. But what about people who are believing for healing and they believe that it's God's will and they are doing everything that they know? We still see people who don't receive their healing and die even though they believe that it is God's will for them to be well. Why is that? And so that's what I'm beginning to deal with. Right before I get into that, let me just take a little sidestep here and say something that I think it's very important to make this point. And this is just andiology. I can't show you one scripture that makes this point, but I believe that I could verify every point I'm making here by scripture. I have basically categorized sickness, the way that it comes at us, into three main categories. And again, this is andiology. You might be able to describe this a little bit differently, but I think that this is helpful to just think about this. First of all, if there is individual sin that you commit, that gives Satan an inroad against you. So in other words, one way that sickness comes into our life is through sin. This is not the only way. I'm not even sure that it's the major way, but it is a way. Look at this over in John chapter 5. This is where Jesus healed the man at the pool of Bethesda. He was impotent and he was laying there waiting for an angel to come down and stir the waters. And Jesus just went up and talked to him and says, "Why are you looking to an angel? Here I am." And he healed this man, and this man got up and carried his bed and was miraculously healed. And afterwards, Jesus found this man in a crowd. And here's what Jesus said unto him in John chapter 5 and in verse 14. It says, "Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee." So Jesus right here made a linkage between sin and sickness. Now, this needs to be explained just for a second because some people will say, that's what I believe. If you sin, God is going to punish you with sickness. That's not the linkage here. If you sin, it's Romans 6:16, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. If you yield to sin, it's not God that punishes you with sickness, but you allow the devil to come into your life. Another verse that goes along with that is James chapter 3 and verse 16. It says, where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Envy is a sin. Strife is a sin. And when you do that, there is confusion. 1 Corinthians 14 says, God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. So if God isn't the author of confusion, Satan is. So you could say that where envying and strife is, there's the devil. That opens a door to the devil and every evil work. Sickness is definitely an evil work. Sickness is a tool of the devil. So if you are living in sin, if you're in strife with people, if you have unforgiveness and bitterness in your heart, if you are lying and cheating and stealing and robbing and doing all of these things that are direct transgressions against God, God is not punishing you with sickness. That's not what I'm saying. But that sin is opening up a door to the devil. And I guarantee you, you are defenseless against sickness if you are yielding yourself to the devil. So as much as you possibly can, quit living in sin. That's just so simple. You have to have somebody to help you to misunderstand that. And yet a lot of religious traditions have caused people to have confusion in this area and not receive. So sin is a direct inroad of Satan into your life. But then there's other instances, like in John chapter 9. There was a man who was at the gate of the temple and he was blind and he was begging for, money. And the disciples pointed him out and said, Lord, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Now, see, they were trying to make a linkage between some individual sin that a person had committed and sickness. And Jesus turned around and he says, it's neither. Now, that's not to say that the parents nor the man had never sinned, because that's not what the Word says. The Bible says in Romans 3:23 that all of sin comes short of the glory of God. Every person has sin. But Jesus was just saying it's not an individual sin. Not every sickness is caused by an individual sin. Now, track with me here, because this is important that you get this. People make mistakes here. And this is why a lot of times when people preach on healing, that they get a lot of criticism, because it's presented in a way that it's your sin, and if you would just live holy or if you would just believe God, all of these things would work. It's not that simple. It's, as I've already explained, the first reason I gave that sickness comes is because of sin. Sin opens up a door to the devil. But the second reason, Jesus said it's not your individual sins that cause it, but we just live in a fallen world. In a sense, you could say that it's sin-related, because sin is what corrupted this world. It's what caused us to fall. It's what put all of these negative things, you know, all of the viruses and the infections and all of these things, those are living organisms. And when God created the earth, nothing was out of whack. No animals ate each other. They were all herbivores instead of carnivores. But after the fall, after man introduced sin into this world and caused the creation to go into chaos, then viruses and bacteria and things begin to operate incorrectly. And so you could say that all sickness that's caused through virus, bacteria, infections, and on, all of those things are a result of sin. But it's not the result of an individual sin. It's just a fallen world. It's sin that has corrupted the entire planet. And even if you were walking in agreement with God and not yielding yourself to Satan through sin, you are going to experience sickness sometimes, not because of any individual sin, but just the fallen world, a corrupted world. So that's the second reason that sickness comes. It's just in a natural world. That doesn't mean that you can't overcome it. That doesn't mean that God's healing won't work, but it does mean that why did it come in the first place? Sometimes you do things that bring sickness on you. Other times it's not anything that you did that causes it. We just live in a corrupt, sinful world. and things happen. The third main reason that sickness, disease, and things like this come is just there are natural things that can cause problems. Like, say, for instance, if you're driving in a car and if you have a car wreck, man, you can hurt your back. You can start having seizures because you hit your head. You could punch an eye out. I prayed with a man one time who was driving nails. He was putting a roof on a house, and as he drove nails, the nail broke and ricocheted off of the deal, and it stuck. A nail stuck in his eye. And you know what? I told him, I said, now something's going to happen with that nail. I said, I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to believe that you don't lose your eyesight. They brought him over to my house before they went to a doctor or anything. And I said, I'm going to pray, and I'm going to believe, but I said, that nail's got to come out of your eye. You cannot continue with the nail sticking in your eye. And I said, I can either pull it out, stick my finger in there and pray over it, or you can have a doctor pull it out and patch that thing. But somebody's got to pull that thing out. So he decided to let the doctor, who knew what he was doing, pull it out. See, that's just a natural thing. You can't say that that was some sin that caused this. You can't say that that was just the corruption that's in the world. That is just a natural thing. If a person falls off of a roof of a house, you know, Christians will often say, well, the devil made me do this. But it may just be gravity and the fact that you weren't using your brain very well and that you fell. And that there are some natural physical things that happen. If you fall, you could hurt yourself and then you could get infected and then different things could happen. You know, if a person came to me and if they had back pains and yet they're 100 pounds overweight, that would be similar to a person, you know, strapping feed to themselves. I buy feed for my animals. And, you know, each one of those feed sacks weighs 50 pounds. If I was 100 pounds overweight, that would be like strapping two of those big old feed sacks to me. And if I strapped those to me and if I had to walk around and bend backwards to balance that weight to keep from falling over, and then when I laid in bed, I had these two feed sacks laying on top of me, 100 pounds weight. And every time I wanted to roll over in bed, I had to flip that weight over. And if I live like that day after day, week after week, I can guarantee you I'd have back problems. That's just a natural thing. And that doesn't mean that God won't heal you if you're overweight and that if you haven't taken care of your body and if you haven't done things. God still loves you and you don't have to be a health fanatic in order to have God heal you. But I'm saying that if you came to me and if you had two sacks of feed, 100 pounds strapped to you, and then you say, would you please pray for me? I've got back pains. Well, I'd pray for you, but I'd also undo that strap and let those feed sacks fall to the ground. Then I'd pray for you. There are some things that just happen naturally. If you are way overweight, you are going to have joint pain, you're going to have back problems, and there are some things that are just natural. Does that mean you can't get healed? No, but it means that if you do pray and if the healing power of God flows through you, but if you don't take corrective actions, if I prayed for a person who had back problems, I unstrapped those feed sacks, let them fall to the ground, prayed for them, and they were instantly healed. But then they got those sacks and strapped them back to themselves. They're going to have that problem again. There are systemic problems that cause people not to be healed. It's like a plant. You know, you've got these roots below the ground. Some people come and just chop that plant off at ground level. But if you don't take the roots out, that plant will regrow. If you don't deal with the root cause of your problem, if it's just a physical, natural thing, let's say, for instance, you know, I don't have any way of knowing how much, but if you drank 15, 20, 30, 40 carbonated drinks in a day, I don't know exactly what the deal is here, but I would suspect if you take all that carbonation into you, you're going to have gas. And if you wanted to get rid of that, it's not a matter of just praying on this one side and getting it fixed. You need to stop what you're doing over here that's causing this problem. And so anyway, these are three major areas. Sin, personal sin, will give Satan access to you. And Satan comes only to steal, kill, and to destroy. John 10:10 says that. Then it may not be an individual sin. It's just the sin that has corrupted this world. We live in a fallen, corrupted world. And you are going to encounter sickness coming at you through different things. Then there can be just natural things that you do. And depending on how that sin, or let me rephrase that, if depending on how that sickness came to you can depend on how you overcome it. If you are living in sin and you're just giving Satan inroad into your life, and then on the other hand, you're trying to rebuke this sickness and rebuke the devil, and yet you're the one that invited him in. You've yielded yourself to the devil. Well, it's obvious that the way you correct that problem is get out of that sin and quit giving Satan this free access to you and letting him put this sickness on you. That's obvious. If the sin isn't a personal sin, something that you've done, but you're just encountering sickness because you live in a corrupted, fallen world. Everybody at the office was sick. It's not that you've been out there living in sin and hurting your faith and opening up a door to the devil, but you just catch something because somebody sneezed on you or did something like that. Well, then you know what? That's totally different. And I believe that in a situation like that, you can believe and you can overcome those sicknesses. That's relatively easy if you aren't cooperating with the devil and giving him place in your life. If there is something natural that has caused all of this, well, then you can pray and get healed. But at the same time, you couple with that a natural thing that is a remedy for it. You know, if you have been... let's just say, for instance, a person beat your head against the wall and then you get headaches and you come and you ask me, would you please pray that I could get rid of these headaches? But if I knew that you beat your head against the wall every day, I'd pray for you to get over your headaches, but I'd also tell you to quit beating your head against the wall. It's just stupid. Stop doing the thing that is causing it. Boy, that is really simple. You know, the things I've said here today are really simple. And again, this shouldn't even have to be explained, but there is just so much confusion. I see people all of the time that try and spiritualize everything, and they don't realize that there is any natural problems at all. Everything is the devil. You know, sometimes I joke around and do those same things. I was out playing golf with somebody and I missed a putt and I said, boy, that's the devil. I make a joke out of it. But, you know, in truth, I know that that's not the devil. That was Andrew Womack. Absolutely. I just am not the best golfer in the world. And as much as I'd like to blame these bad shots on the devil, it's not the devil. It's me. It's natural. And you can't just spiritualize everything to the point that you have no responsibility to do things that are right and take care of your body and do all of this stuff. But then on the other hand, I believe that probably the vast majority of Christians right now are erring on the other side. You know, out where I live, it's a dirt road, and because it's a dirt road for drainage, they have these huge ditches on each side, bar ditches, and you can't... If you start into a ditch over here, the tendency is to overcorrect, to pull the wheel so hard the other direction that you'll hit the ditch on the other side. It doesn't matter which ditch you get in. You can't go forward if you're in that ditch. And it's the same thing in the Christian life. There is a right down the middle that you have to maintain. And in an effort to avoid this ditch over here, you can't overcorrect and hit this one. Either one will destroy you. So I believe that there's a lot of people that over-spiritualize everything and don't recognize that there are some natural things that have to be dealt with. But then I believe that there's a ditch on the other side of the road, and most Christians, I believe, are erring in this, that they are looking for a physical, organic, chemical, human reason for every sickness and for every disease, and that's also in a ditch. That's wrong. There are some things that are absolutely spiritual. There are some things that it is because you are bitter and angry. You are poisoning yourself and Satan is taking advantage of that. You know, there's a scripture that talks about that we are a sweet-smelling savor unto God. And I may be taking a few liberties with this. I'm not totally clear whether that is an allegorical statement or whether in the spiritual realm there really is an aroma. But it's a word picture of this, that in the spiritual realm, when you are praising God and worshiping God, you put off a sweet savor to God. Well, if that's true, Well, then I believe that when you aren't praising God and when you're a griper and a complainer and you got bitterness in your heart, you also put off an aroma, a negative aroma that draws every demon in the county. You know, just like dog poop, you know, it attracts flies, it attracts things because of that odor that it gives off. Well, did you know what? When you get bitter and angry and you are griping and complaining, you are putting off a spiritual aroma that is drawing every demon in the county to your house. And some people just wonder, why is it that everything goes wrong for me? Why doesn't anything ever work for me? And they are looking for only the physical, organic, natural realm. They don't understand that there is a spiritual world out there and that Satan, as a roaring lion, goes about seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter chapter 5. He can't devour everybody. If he would, Satan would kill every person. Every person would be sick. Every person would be invalid. There wouldn't be a healthy person around if it was just totally up to the devil. He consistently, faithfully hates every one of you. And if he could, he would destroy every single person. But he can't. You know why? Because not everybody is cooperating with him. Not everybody's a griper and a complainer and negative and bitter and having unforgiveness and yielding through sin. But when you do cooperate with the devil, you put off this negative spiritual aroma that draws every demon in the county, and you are going to have the flu, and you're going to have the cold, and you're going to have it. If anybody gets anything, it's going to be you. And then you come and say, why is this? I just don't understand. And you're looking because you exercise and because you try and eat healthy and you're doing all of the natural things. You ignore the fact that there are spiritual dynamics. And when you are operating in sin, when you are rebellious towards the things of God, when you're selfish, you just throw wide open the door for the devil to come into your life. And if you don't acknowledge that, and if you don't deal with that and stop yielding to the devil, then don't be surprised when you're always sick, when you're always poor, when everything goes wrong for you. I tell you, there's a ditch on both sides of this road. You can't just get over here and become so naturally minded that you're trying to find a natural remedy to everything. I believe, I really get upset at most Christian television and most Christian radio because up to 50% of their programs are all health, exercise oriented. There's a place for that, but not 50%. I'll probably get criticism over this, but you know, it's my opinion. Opinions are like noses. Everybody has one. It usually has a couple of holes in it. But it's my opinion that your natural things, taking care of yourself, eating properly, exercise, might be 10 or 20% of your overall health issue. I believe that most people would believe it's 90 to 98%. I believe it's much less. That having a merry heart does good like a medicine. Honoring your father and mother promises you long life. Spiritual things are much more important than what we've given credit for it. And it is not just natural. It's not just spiritual. There are balances between all of this. I tell you, I've shared some good things today. And this teaching that I'm offering today goes into a lot more detail than what I had time to do today. So I would encourage you to get this. We have an album entitled God Wants You Well. It's four parts in that. And then the third teaching in that album is entitled Why Isn't Everyone Healed? That's what I was talking about today. So listen as our announcer gives you information about how you can receive these products. Please take advantage of them. And then make sure and join me next Monday as we continue the gospel truth.
Andrew's teaching titled God Wants You Well has impacted thousands of people, producing miracles of healing around the world. We've collected 5 miracle stories in one DVD that will inspire you and supercharge your faith. You'll witness the powerful recovery of Nikki Oshinsky after a 5-year illness, plus a brand new interview filmed 7 years later. You'll be inspired by the Petersons' year-long journey to see their son Jason receive a dramatic healing, and Shirley Vaughn's fight for total health against a lifelong digestive disorder. Rejoice at Leslie and Mary Decker's healings from asthma and the Terades family's journey to seeing their daughter Hannah snatched from the jaws of death. The DVD is titled Healing Journeys, Volume 1, and it's available for a gift of any amount when you request item number T3005D. The teaching that lies behind each of these miracles is Andrew's four-part album titled God Wants You Well. It's available for a gift of any amount. Ask for album T1036 and be sure to specify whether you'd like a CD album or a DVD album made from our television programs. The third teaching in the series is also available for a donation. But if you're unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this third CD free of charge. Request teaching TI3 titled Why Isn't Everyone Healed? When you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
I'd like to encourage you to please get these products that we're offering because I believe that this is going to make a huge difference. I guarantee you, you could be well and see other people get well if you just receive this revelation. We have a teaching on this in CD form, cassette form. We also have it in DVD as recorded here on television, and that would be a tremendous resource. We also have this Healing Journeys. Please listen as our announcer gives you this information.
You can reach us through our website where you can order ministry materials online. Plus, there's a wealth of free ministry material at www.awmi.net. Or you can use credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. If you prefer to write to us, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. We appreciate your generosity. We hope to hear from you today.
This guy called Andrew Womack began talking one day, and I was so impressed with his clarity, the way he would look at the Word of God as it really is, and also how he would make that relevant to us. And that's what I'm always after when I listen to any ministry, to what extent it's faithful to the Word. But I realize that I'm often not faithful to the Word. I make assumptions about things. And I found a man in Andrew Womack who never makes assumptions. He looks at what it says. He reckons that's the voice of God. And he tells us what God is saying. He said on this particular tape, he said, look at John 3:16 as you've never looked at it before. It's the first time I've ever seen it. And he read it to us. And he said, for years, the church has tended to emphasize that the purpose of God sending his son was that we should not perish. And though that's wonderfully true, and I shall not go to hell because of what Jesus did, the point, he said, is everlasting life. The purpose of our salvation is we should have everlasting life. I found there are 60 references in John's Gospel alone to life, and that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ makes me free at last from the law of sin and death. And I'm so grateful to dear Andrew Womack for pointing that out. I'd read it, of course I had, thousands of times. I'd never seen it. But he was used of God to show me what God is really saying instead of what I thought he was saying, which is wonderful, just wonderful.